96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. All children have fathers, but for many of those children, their fathers are estranged from them. The reasons are varied, but the effect on the children and the communities is often not a positive one. Well, tonight we're talking about reconnecting children with their estranged fathers, why it can be so hard at times, and how it's done. Nathaniel Williamson is a child protective services treatment worker. Phyllis Jennings Holt is chief of services. Both are with the Department of Social Services in Prince William County, Virginia. If you have a question about reconnecting with your children, if you are an estranged father, or if you are perhaps a mother who is longing to have your children reconnect with the father, or maybe you're not, let's talk about that. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Thank you both for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about first, this discussion is coming up as a result of an event that you have heading our way on Saturday. It's in Prince William County, but certainly this is an issue that affects everyone. Let me first start with Nathaniel. Tell me about this Fatherhood Initiative event, because you are what is called a facilitator, a Fatherhood Initiative facilitator, correct?
That's correct. The program was originally geared towards young fathers from the ages of 16 to 25. And in Prince William, what we decided to do was to not only incorporate, young fathers and these are fathers that live apart from their child and the mother. They're not in the home with their child and the child's mother. So in Prince William, what we decided to do was to incorporate fathers of all ages, all backgrounds, and also fathers who live in the home. Because mm-hmm. Just because a father lives in the home doesn't mean he's connected, with his children. So that's what we decided to do.
That's a huge point, actually, because a lot of people don't think about it. You don't have to live outside the home to be estranged from the children. I want to make sure that we get the information out about this event, and I'll drill down a little bit more afterwards. When is it specifically on Saturday, William, and where and how can... Okay, well, please, Phyllis, when and where and how can people find out more information about it?
Yes, the event is actually called Dad's Play Day,
mm-hmm.
and it is at the A.J. Filazzo Building, which is located in Woodbridge. The address is 15941 Donald Curtis Drive, and it will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And it's free?
It is free. We will have a lot of activities there. It is a day that is planned in honor of Father's Day, as Father's Day will be coming up really soon. But also, single moms are invited as well with children. But the focus really is to have time together with dads and their children in a relaxed atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
And to be able to build that relationship. One of the things that we know in the training curriculum is that dads have a good way of playing with children. When we have our training curriculum, one of the questions that we ask our facilitators that are being trained is, who is the best playmate, mom or dad? And research says dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to build upon that. And so we would have activities as ping pong, air hockey, obstacle course, fence painting, cornhole, free food. We have a speaker there from Sentara Health
okay.
that will be talking about men's health. And so it is a free event, and it really is to support the relationship between dads and their children.
And in Prince William County, there is a website for this. What's the website for people who want to log on and attend? Because I think it, what, let's see, I think I have it here, as a matter of fact. That is pwcgov.org, pwcgov.org, for those who are interested in participating in the Dad's Play Day. We also have people who are participating in this conversation, a very important conversation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Daryl calling from Upper Marlboro. Daryl, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, go right ahead, Daryl.
Hi, I'm calling. I am a young father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 30 years old. I was incarcerated in the state of Maryland. And I desire to find an advocacy group that can help me as a father who is not knowledgeable of the law to reestablish relationship with a child that's out of state. I've had several relationships, and as a father, I want to be in his life. I'm just trying to find out if there's a group or somewhere, a website that I can get some help to navigate this situation.
Okay, Daryl, our guests may have some answers for you. Thank you so much for calling. Please go right ahead, Phyllis.
Well, there is actually the National Fatherhood website, which is actually based out of Maryland, and they do a lot of work with fathers, and they have a lot of materials, and they can talk with you about advocacy in reference to how you want to reconnect and maintain that relationship with your child. Also, you may want to contact the family courts to talk with someone in mediation about how you can get the ball rolling and being able to have that relationship or visitation with your child.
The advocacy group that you were speaking about, the name of it?
National Fatherhood.
Okay. Is that the National Fatherhood Initiative?
Yes.
Okay. And that's fatherhood.org, Daryl, if you were still listening, and I'm sure you are. Fatherhood.org. If you go straight to fatherhood.org, it has regional advocacy groups that would be able to help you. So if you go to that website, you'll be able to get some information. I need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Ricky in D.C. at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Reconnecting fathers that have been estranged from their children, some of the obstacles, and how to get it done. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about reconnecting children with their estranged fathers. And in studio with me, I have Nathaniel Williamson. He is a child protective services treatment worker. And Phyllis Jennings Holt, she's chief of services, both with the Department of Social Services in Prince William County, Virginia. We're talking about this issue because often there are obstacles to reconnecting fathers, and those obstacles are of our own making. Do the mothers sometimes get in the way, and are those issues that can be overcome? If you have an issue with that or have other questions about reconnecting children with estranged fathers, lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to Ricky calling from Washington, D.C. Ricky, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just wanted to say that, you know, about 3 years ago, you know, I have a daughter, and she was, you know, molested and things by her, the mother's boyfriend, and I went to court and everything, and still didn't get custody of my daughter because the system is somewhat biased to African-American males. And I'm saying that because it's really true, because I was a youth development representative. I'm a certified fatherhood practitioner in the Princeton of the fatherhood thirst, and all of these things. I had all these credentials and all this stuff, and it's just I don't understand sometimes when we talk about, mm-hmm. you know, African-American men, while we really don't get the same, I guess you can say,
treatment, right
as a mother gets.
Well, Ricky, let me see if my guests have some thoughts about that. Nathaniel, I'm sure you've seen, you know, some of these same kinds of issues. What do you say to fathers who are frustrated with the system as they try to, reconnect permanently with their children?
I can relate to what the conservative gentleman had. When I worked in Maryland, it's maybe about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had did a study regarding the decisions made when fathers, as opposed to mothers, go for custody.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there a way for fathers like Ricky to work within the system without having to be, hyper aggressive with, with legal work?
When you're talking about custody, that is the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way around that. So he can go back and file a motion and go back into court
to seek custody.
Yeah, seek
certainly.
Custody again. Yeah, he can. Yeah.
Ricky, you wanted to share something with me, Phil?
Yeah, I heard what he said. But
hold on for a minute, Ricky, because I want to have Ms. Jennings Holt speak on this. Go ahead. Quickly,
yes, and I think Ricky has a valid concern. I think when a mother has had primary custody, that it truly has to be some extenuating circumstances mm-hmm. before the court would definitely make a shift from mom to dad. Not that his child being sexually molested was not, but if the court thought that mom was protective mm-hmm. or that she was appropriate, yeah. then most of the time they will leave the child in her custody.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to stress is that, as frustrating as it can be, that it is really critical to continue to press on and to make sure that you're a part of your child's life, because if you are continuing to not necessarily be in court, but make it a point of...
Okay, thank you so much. I need to take a break. Ricky, thank you so much for your phone call. And please, as Phyllis just said, please certainly press on to stay in your child's life. Need to take a break. Phone lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Reconnecting estranged fathers with their children. That conversation will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is